introducing a new associate at your meeting. Treat your business associate with respect and love. Introduce her like you're proud to have her on your team. Do not say, "I am so excited, I want to introduce you to my new recruit. She is putting in an $1,800 order and is my number 5. Not good. I'm going on Target. How do you think she feels being number 5 and not even using her name? The better said is, "I'm so excited, I want to introduce you to Susie Smith. I am thrilled because she is already a star consultant. She has won a sapphire on her ladder of success and is destined for great things in this business. It's about her, it's not about you." When you are at a Mary Kay function, pay close attention to the meeting. Please, I have sat through so many functions. If there is a speaker, listen. Keep a positive slant on anything that you do. Also, guests at functions, invite them. Time is very important. Next thing, keep promises. Bad news travels faster than good news. You can get a bad reputation quicker than you get a good one. So, you know what? Always keep your promises. Be honest. Be go-give. Be happy for others. If you did the work, it would be you they were celebrating. So truly celebrate everyone's success. Again, live and work by the golden rule. Whatever you send into the lives of others comes back into your own. Mary Kay always told us, always reach up. So talk to your director. And I promise you, above all, are important for your success in this business. They are just as important as handing out business cards. And what you want to do, all of what we talked about is important, but handing out business cards, booking appointments, sharing the opportunity with women, master your skills. I built my entire business on skincare classes every week. I did 4 years of consecutive power starts. How many of you can hold 2 classes a week with 4 people at each class? Everyone can. It never seemed overwhelming to me. 2 skincare classes. Tuesday night was my meeting. Monday and Wednesday were my skincare classes. This way, if one postponed, I always had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to put one in. We lived on this income. My husband, after 18 years, had lost his job in construction. And if you work in the Northeast, you know that that's very seasonal. And if you know anything about construction, he was a cement truck driver, you know that seniority means a lot where you work. You do not work unless you have seniority in the company. So after 18 years, a little bit he was depressed after 18 years, not of losing his job, the company was bought out. But we needed income. This business with 2 classes a week paid my mortgage, paid our household expenses. So it was not an option. And I was thrilled because I was making money and being at home with my daughter because my mom passed away early. They did not have daycare 38 years ago. So I was able to be at home, an at-home mom, be room mother, go on field trips, do everything, and still be there. And I did it on 2 classes a week, consistently. Action brings success. There's no reason you can't do it. Purpose. It's from your heart. It's your emotion. Do this job with purpose. You could set a goal, but purpose is attached to your heart. I love Debbie Moore, National Sales Director. Wanted to be number one. Her goal was to be number one. Her purpose was so that the Mary Kay world could see her children on stage. See, when the goal seems so distant, your purpose is running through your living room. Okay? It's got to be attached to your heartstrings. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? What do you want for the people you love? Number 2, passion. You've got to become passionate about this business, about the opportunity. It gives you energy and focus, and nothing can stop you. Number 3 is courage. The most important is courage, because you have to risk to do the things you don't want to do. You have to risk picking up that phone when you're tired, even though 20 people already said no. You have to risk the rejection of a no. You have to risk putting yourself out on the line. Are you willing to risk it for your purpose and your passion? And the fourth is commitment, and it goes with discipline. It keeps you together when the going gets tough. Desire charts the course, courage goes the distance, and commitment finishes the race. All too often I see people hold back and not go after their dreams because they don't feel special. They believe that the other people out there doing it are privileged. They have more knowledge, more connections, more information. They believe in themselves. They believe what they're doing. Mary Kate always said, let someone else believe in you until you're ready to believe in yourself. So you are going to leave believing that you have everything it takes to be successful. You are not afraid of being yourself. That's what Mary Kate people are all about. We're not afraid of being ourselves. We're not afraid to display human emotions, joy, laughter, tears. Singing makes us happy, even if we can't carry a tune. We love a challenge. We dream big and put wheels on our dreams. We love people for what they are and what they can become. We thrive in a positive environment. We believe that only we can control our futures. We understand that life gives no more than we give into it. We understand that life is made up of peaks and valleys. We can tolerate growing pains. Our arms are always open to enfold those who might need us and to be held by those we need. We love recognition, and we aren't too grown up to admit it. We are overachievers, living it up and beyond our potential. We find life in all forms to be invigorating. We fight painstakingly against negativity, excuses, procrastination, prejudice, limits, and indecisiveness. We are in the most difficult but the most rewarding business of all, the people business. We are not content to do only things in life that come easy to us. If means very little. We find a way or make a way. We are builders and pace setters. We experience a rare kind of fulfillment that comes through working with others. We are Mary Kay people. It is who we are. It is what we believe. Be one of the superstars in the Mary Kay world. God bless you. Thank you.